You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's start with share market updates. Bulls dominated the Lal Street as benchmark indices surged over 2% amid positive global cues. A global rebound in market sentiment propelled domestic equities higher. The S&P BSE Sensex gained 1,277 points or 2.25% to settle at 58,065, while Nifty 50 shut shop at 17,274, up 387 points or 2.29%. The index neared 17,300 mark in intraday deals. All the sectoral indices ended in the green with auto, bank, metal, IT, power and realty up 2-3%. The Indian rupee closed 39 paise higher at 81.48 per dollar on Tuesday against previous close of 81.87. IndusInd Bank, Bajaj Finance, TCS, HDFC, Bajaj Finserv, Tata Steel, HDFC Bank, Wipro, L&T, Axis Bank, ITC, SBI and Infosys were the top Sensex gainers, rising between 2.5% and 5%. On the downside, only Power Grid and Dr. Reddy's Labs ended in the red. Moving on, according to a report by ICRA, an increase in tea prices following global supply issues is likely to offset the impact of increased wage rates in West Bengal and Assam. The increase in wage rates in the current calendar year in North India, Assam and West Bengal in the current financial year is expected to be nullified by healthy realizations of teas, particularly producers who are focused on producing quality teas. The report noted that in FY22, softening of realization and increase in wage rates led to a decline in the operating margin of players. The report stated that the ODXT prices are ruling at an all-time high level on the back of a demand-supply mismatch in the international market due to production disruptions in Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka, the largest exporter of ODXTs globally, witnessed disruptions in production due to the current economic crisis. In another development, Tata Mutual Fund has launched Tata Nifty Midcap 150 Momentum 50 Index Fund. It is an open-ended scheme tracking Nifty Midcap 150 Momentum 50 Index. In a statement, Tata MF said that Tata Nifty Midcap 150 Momentum 50 Index Fund aims to provide returns before expenses that are commensurate with the performance of Nifty Midcap 150 Momentum 50 Index, subject to tracking error. Tata Nifty Midcap 150 Momentum 50 Index Fund will invest in securities covered by Nifty Midcap 150 Momentum 50 Index with 95-100% allocation, debt and money market instruments up to 5% allocation, and will be benchmarked against Nifty Midcap 150 Momentum 50 Index. Meanwhile, if reports are to be believed, the most popular video sharing and social media platform YouTube will soon require a premium subscription to watch 4K videos. As per a report, the platform will be introducing the 4K quality videos as a premium-only feature. YouTube is reported to be testing a feature which would include up to 12 unskippable ads in a row and may limit the video's quality to 4K. YouTube has not made any such claims officially. However, as reported, several users have posted screenshots of the upcoming initiative on other social media platforms. In other news, the Government of India has warned Google Chrome users and suggested to update the browser immediately. The Indian Computer Emergency Response Team, or as it is called, CertIn, has detected several loopholes in Google Chrome's desktop version. CertIn issued a report saying that the users who are running Chrome versions prior to 106.05-49.61 for Mac or Linux and 10.05-49.61 or 62 for Windows are affected. It further adds that the latest vulnerabilities found in Chrome may pave the way for hackers to access your system remotely and run arbitrary code or render the targeted system inoperable. Moving on, an official statement on Tuesday said that the government has approved Rs 26,000 crore for installation of 25,000 mobile towers in 500 days. According to a Telecom Ministry spokesperson, financial support for the project will be provided by Universal Services Obligation Fund and it will be implemented by Bharat Broadband Network. The project was announced by Telecom Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw at a three-day-long Digital India Conference of State IT Ministers that concluded on October 3rd. Lastly, Twitter, after much anticipation, has finally released one of its most awaited features, the edit button, but it isn't available for all. There are two reasons for this. First, the edit button is available only for Twitter Blue subscribers, and second, that the feature is currently rolling out to just three countries, Australia, Canada, and New Zealand. Twitter confirmed the availability of the feature via its microblogging platform. In terms of working, Twitter's edit button will let users fix typos, hashtags, and other issues with a tweet that has already been posted. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.